Wow, that's a cool building. I really like the wooden crisscross pattern in the windows.
I agree. I like it too. This is the Minakata Kumagusu Archives. His former residence is the older house on the left.
Who's Minakata Kumagusu?
He was an eccentric researcher and a pioneering environmentalist who devoted his life to learning. Let's go inside the archives and I'll tell you more about him as we go.
Sure. Are those pictures of him hanging from the ceiling?
Yeah, let's go to the round window on the right. People called him many things, including biologist, microbiologist, botanist, folklorist, and anthropologist. Minakata Kumagusu studied so many things that it's impossible to say what he was. But he was world famous for his research on slime molds. There's even a slime mold that he discovered on a persimmon tree in his yard that is named after him, Minakatella longifella.
Slime mold? What's that?
Slime molds are very small, primitive fungus-like organisms. Many of Minakata Kumagusu's notes have sketches of them. There are even some slime molds on display upstairs. Look inside the round window.
Wow, there's lots of books.
Yeah, Minakata Kumagusu collected many books and made thousands of notes. You can see his collection. They are all preserved here in a temperature and humidity-controlled environment. He loved books and copied many by hand. In fact, when he was an elementary school student, he copied an entire encyclopedia set.
You mean he wrote everything out?
Everything. He was a genius. You can see other things related to him here as well. Behind us here is something else that is very interesting. It's a hologram of a mandala that he made.
Oh, I see it. It's got lots of little squiggly things inside. But what does it mean?
It represents himself, his history, his thoughts, and where he fits into the universe.
It's pretty abstract, isn't it?
Yeah, he was a very interesting personality. He never liked school and often dressed in rags. He spent many years collecting thousands of different species of fungus. And he was also known to study naked.
Naked?
Yeah, different, huh? Let's go upstairs.
Okay.
Minakata Kumagusu lived overseas, mostly in America and England, for 14 years before coming back to Japan. He lived in Tanabe for the last part of his life. Many of his articles were published in the famous British magazine, Nature. He researched many things and believed that everything was interconnected. He treated the local people's knowledge and experience on equal terms with famous scholars. Let's go over to the cabinet with the glass cover on the right.
Okay.
Can you see the scroll that is partly rolled out?
Yeah, on the bottom there.
That was his resume.
His resume?
Yeah, it took him 4 days to write and is over 8 meters long.
Wow, my resume is only a page long.
You can also see replicas of his notes on the left.
He sure was a very detailed researcher.
Over here on the right, by the microscope, you can see some samples of slime molds.
Can I look at them?
Sure, but be careful, they're a little fragile. On the computers here, you can access a database with all of his research papers.
He really was a busy guy, wasn't he?
Yeah. Do you want to check out his house and study next door? You can also see his garden, where he did lots of his research.
Sure.
Okay, it costs 300 yen. We can pay at the reception below. There's also a pamphlet in English.
Hey, maybe I can find a slime mold as well.
Good luck.
Thanks.